five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins, rookie fireman, in Chief Cody's car. The chief is about to explain a plan that has just come to mind, a plan for making use of the services of the Tennecombe Towboat Company in the interest of the fire department. But before we hear what Chief Cody has to say, here is another message of importance. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to meet Chief Cody and Tim Collins as they ride in the chief's car toward the rookie fireman's post of duty with Engine Company 209. Only a few moments ago, you remember, Chief Cody exchanged hot words with Eustace Tennecombe, owner of the Tennecombe Towboat Company. And now, Tim wonders out loud about...
Chief Cody, you know something?
Hmm?
Well, back there at the dock when you ordered me to get Tennecombe from his office, I had the idea you were... mad enough to bite his head off.
Well, I was. A man in his position permitting a fire hazard like that. Letting his men dump hot ashes and live coals on a wooden dock.
Yes, sir. You think Tennecombe will cooperate now?
He will. When he realized that his callousness might have cost him one of his precious tugboats. You saw how he changed his tune.
Oh, that's right, sir. He couldn't do enough for us.
Yeah. Tim... There's a story in the afternoon papers about the fire department.
The fire department, sir?
Well, not really. It's about a man or a group of men. They're out to make trouble for the department. For me.
For you, Chief Cody?
Yeah, we have to fight more than fire sometimes.
Oh, if anybody's looking for a fight, sir, just point him out.
Well, it's not as simple as that, son. You know the Rainbow House.
Rainbow House?
Down in the center of the city. Well, you must have eaten there at one time or another.
Rainbow House... Oh, yes, sir. That's the big restaurant, kind of a nightclub, and they have a half a dozen different rooms for dinners, class banquets, and things like that.
Yeah, that's the place.
Uh-huh.
Belongs to a man named Lippitt.
Yes, sir. He does a lot of business there.
He's an important man, and he's out to make trouble.
Oh. Could you give me a size up on the situation, Chief?
Not yet, Collins. I'm going to need your help, and you'll see why when I ask for it. But first, you can size things up for yourself.
Oh, but even a hint, sir.
Collins... Before I ask your help in this matter, you've got to make up your own mind about whether I deserve it.
Oh, Chief Cody, you can count on me anytime, for anything.
No, son. You've got to see that story in today's paper before you decide. Now, as soon as you go off duty, get along home and study that paper. You'll see what I mean.
Hey, Collinses, I'm home. Hey, nobody here?
Only me, Tim.
Oh, hiya, Jimmy. Where are you?
Here in the living room.
Uh-huh. Hey, where's the newspaper? Hasn't it come yet, Jimmy?
They're on the table.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I see it. Hey, where's Mom?
Over at DeRiley's, and Trudy's at a meeting. The Ghastly Girls or the Girlish Schools. You know that club they have.
Ah, here it is. Plastered all over the front page. Oh, just look. Hey, Jimmy.
Here I am.
Well, what were you doing under the sofa?
Eating an apple.
Are you crazy?
Who, me?
Eating apples under the sofa.
Well, listen, I had to get my civics book, didn't I? And that's where I chucked it last night. And I was eating an apple when I crawled under after it. So I stayed there to finish the apple. Because if I came out, I'd have to start studying my civics book. And besides, under the sofa, that's a swell place to think. What's crazy about that? Oh, hey, look. Chief Cody.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Chief Cody. All over the front page of the paper.
Cody ruling threat to business. What's that mean, Tim? Who's Chief Cody threatening?
Read this bit here.
Veteran fire chief plots ruin, claims restaurator.
That means a man that runs a restaurant, Jimmy.
Oh.
This man, Lippitt, he claims Chief Cody's trying to run him out of business. Let's see. Unwarranted attack, oppressive measures.
Gee, Chief Cody must have done something terrible to him.
I can't figure it out. Here's this Lippitt. He demands a public hearing. Says the chief is trying to ruin him. Cody threatens to close the Rainbow House if Lippitt won't obey the fire laws. Oh, so that's it.
Close what? Tim, what's he going to close?
The Rainbow House. That's a big kind of...
No. Chief Cody can't do that.
Oh, that's what you think. If this man won't comply with the fire laws, why...
But the Rainbow House. Gosh, plenty of people are going to be sore if Chief Cody doesn't look out.
Well, plenty of people are sore already from the tone of this newspaper story.
Oh, he can't do it. Gosh, not the Rainbow House.
Wait a minute. What's it to you, Jimmy? Where'd you ever hear about this restaurant?
Well, golly, that's where we're going to have our class banquet.
You kids from Northside School?
They all voted, and let's have a banquet downtown this year. We'll all chip in, they said. We'll rent one of those rooms they have at the Rainbow House.
Well, at this fire trap?
Who says it's a fire trap? Only Chief Cody. And I'm the treasurer, too.
You mean you're supposed to be the one that rents the room for this turnout?
Yes, for the class. Golly, that's what I was thinking about just now, under the sofa. How I gotta talk to this Mr. Lippitt and fix it up about the room. And maybe a jukebox and all. Gosh, now Chief Cody does this to me.
Well, if many of the people that read this paper think the same way you do...
What else can they think? I bet Chief Cody gets into hot water right up to his neck, closing the biggest restaurant in town.
Well, he hasn't closed it yet.
But he's going to, if Mr. Lippitt doesn't get the mayor to stop him, it says here.
Yeah, but... Look, as long as he hasn't closed it, Jimmy, you'll go ahead with your plans, won't you?
What's the good? Besides, I was kind of scared. Going downtown all alone to talk to the man that owns the biggest restaurant in town, like it says in the paper.
No, don't be scared, Jimmy. I'll change my clothes and go along with you. And listen, no mention of my connection with the fire department, huh? Now let's go. I think we've just got time enough before Mom and Trudy get home.
Well, now, if that meets your price, Mr. Collins, I think we can strike a bargain.
Yes, Mr. Lippitt.
50 guests, choice of 3 desserts, and you let me know 2 days in advance after your class votes as to how many cases of ginger ale.
Yes, Mr. Lippitt.
And you want the room with the solid gold piano.
I didn't honestly think it was solid gold. Not all the way through.
Certainly not. Well, my young friend, I think our business is completed.
Yes, Mr. Lippitt.
One thing more.
Yes?
Well, I was just wondering, Mr. Lippitt. It's quite a responsibility, catering to these boys and girls, 50 of them, packed into one of your rooms for a whole evening.
Well, I think your brother will have no complaint about our service, sir.
It wasn't the service I had in mind.
Well, my dear young man, every night on the average, we entertain capacity crowds in our Rainbow Club.
Yes, sir, we saw it downstairs.
Yes, well, capacity is 600, Mr. Collins. And in these rooms upstairs, as many as 600 more. And I may say that no complaint about our service.
Oh, I've heard all about your service, Mr. Lippitt. It's the decorations that I was...
Oh, the decorations, yes. The rainbow motif. Yes, our decorators have carried it out throughout the building.
Golly, it's beautiful. Those draperies and... Gosh, I never saw ceilings like that before. All shiny cloth. Just like a real rainbow.
And just about as flimsy. They've been fireproofed, of course.
I beg your pardon?
Well, those flimsy draperies all over the place. You must have had them treated with fire-resistant chemicals.
I see. You've been reading the papers.
Oh, yes, I have, Mr. Lippitt. And I wondered if
you've been reading these ridiculous charges, this malign attack on my enterprise by that...
Who's he mean, Tim? What's he mad about? Golly, we didn't do anything.
Well, the man has gone too far. If you want the facts, I'll tell you what I think of that jack in office. I'll tell you what that conceited, overbearing scoundrel did to me. I'll tell you the facts about Chief Robert Cody.
Now, there's a situation Mr. Lippitt, proprietor of the Rainbow House, has let his tongue run away with him, not knowing that Tim Collins is in reality a member of the fire department in civilian clothes, and far from suspecting that Tim and his brother Jimmy are close friends of the department chief, the infuriated Mr. Lippitt is about to heap scorching condemnation on the absent Chief Cody. For the next development in this conflict of rising tempers, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Boys and girls, this is Chief Cody with your special assignment. Firefighters, attention. Each of you is to inspect the wiring of floor lamps and other electrical equipment in your home. Pay special attention to the wiring of lamps. Remember, a lighting cord which is worn or badly twisted is a hazard. And also a lamp cord which passes under a rug, subject to the wear and tear of passing feet, is particularly dangerous. Electricity is a good friend, but defective lighting and other electrical cords of any type turn this good friend to a dangerous enemy, ready to strike in the form of fire. Well, that is all. Goodbye for now, and you'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman, Tim Collins, will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.